You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
But this week, we're not going to have a 40-minute preach, 30-minute preach, but you are going to hear from me for 10, 15 minutes, and then we're going to try to demonstrate a little bit about what I've been talking about. So I want to take the opportunity to look at life groups, and I've called it life groups and ecclesia, and hopefully that will become clear as we go through, to impress you with my Greek as well. So regarding church, we have a big challenge in our culture regarding church. And the reason is because church for most people is that building down the street, can be the pavilion. That's why we were careful not to call the pavilion, it's the pavilion is the home of LifeSpring Church. The pavilion isn't the church. It can be the service at 10 o'clock on Sundays, or it can be a denomination. And I just wanted to say again that that really is one of the last things Jesus had in mind when he talked about church. And yet in our culture today, I guess 90% of the population would think that's what you're talking about, the church over the road, the church down the street, or the Church of England, or the Catholic Church, or whatever. So I just want to try to explain a little bit more in a few minutes. Church is not a building, it's not a meeting, it's not a denomination, it's the people of God. Hallelujah. So we don't go to church. But most of us still use that expression. Okay, it can be shorthand, but it can also be misleading. We don't go to church, we are church. You're church in the home. Yeah, we're church wherever we are. And if it's people, church isn't just what happens on Sundays, so we don't do church once a week. No, we're church 24/7, because we're always the people of God. I was talking to a young man, and he was saying until he went to work with a Christian company, and it was only as he's in the church here, it was only as he was working in the Christian company that it dawned on him that church was more than a cell group in the week or church on Sundays. And this young man had been in the church for many, many years. And it's just, that's what we're brought up with, to think it's the meeting, it's the meeting. But church is 24/7, not one and a half, one. So if you're saved, you're always part of his church, at home, at work, watching football, having a drink. The Holy Spirit is with us, particularly when two or three gather, promises to be in our midst. But the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us when we leave this building. He goes with us. He comes in with us. Isn't that right? He's with us, in us. We are the temple as individuals. We are the temple as a whole. And because he's with us, wherever we go, we should be expecting change to be taking place. Our office should be different because part of the Church of Jesus Christ is in the office. Our home should be different because part of the Church of Jesus Christ is in our home. Our fellowship, our friendship around the pub should be different because part of the Church of Jesus Christ has just come into the pub. And we're having a conversation and a drink or whatever it might be. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't turn off church. We are church 24/7. And it's interesting because Jesus chose to use a new name, ecclesia, rather than use the picture of the temple or the picture of the synagogue to describe the New Testament, New Covenant, people of God. He chose something new altogether, a secular name, ecclesia. And one of the reasons I believe he did that was because the temple and the synagogue, they're static. The pavilion is static. We come to the pavilion. We can't move the pavilion around. But ecclesia, church, is able to move from place to place. There's flexibility about it. This is what Ed Silvoso says. Ecclesia was a building-less, mobile people movement designed to operate 24/7 in the marketplace for the purpose of having an impact on everybody and everything. Did you know that? It's not just coming here on Sundays or going to a life group on Tuesday evenings. We are designed to be part of the people of God, to have an impact in society. By selecting the ecclesia model over the temple or the synagogue, Jesus chose an agency better suited to succeed everywhere, not just in Israel, where he ministered extensively, but also in the pagan societies where he would send his disciples. You see, you couldn't take the temple with you wherever you go, or the synagogue, but church goes wherever we go, because he's with us. This calling, this purpose, this plan, this could be a small group of two or three, or it could be 200,000 or 300,000. It's church. And Jesus is there in the midst. Listen, this is what Ed goes on to say. His ultimate objective was not to reproduce or expand religious institutions. It was to see nations discipled by inserting the leaven of his kingdom into their social fiber through his ecclesia, through his church. That's the calling each one of us has on our lives. In whatever role it might be, at school, at college, at university, at work, in the community, in the home, we are called to be inserting the leaven of the kingdom of God. I love the church. That's the purpose of God. And I think sometimes we need to be a bit more intentional about it. So we go into the office and we're looking for opportunities. We're looking for ways which we can express more of God's kingdom in that place and bring change, because light's always more powerful than darkness. Don't believe darkness overwhelms light. It should be the other way around. We overwhelm darkness because of the power of God in our lives. Hallelujah. So not just church on Sundays, but church having an impact on everybody and everything 7 days a week. Now, church on Sundays is good, and it's important. We gather as this larger group of people to worship, to be taught, to be encouraged, to be communicated with, and for most of us, we love to be together. We love to come and worship with a family of God. I've been on holiday for 2 weeks, and I miss fellowship. I miss people. That would be normal. That would be natural. But ecclesia, in some ways, maybe even better expressed, not just here, this is ecclesia, but as church in the home with a purpose. It's informal, it's flexible, it's more intimate, and unlike Sunday church, it is a forum for discipleship. So both are important and both are biblical. A couple of texts from the Bible, Acts chapter 2, they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet in the temple courts. They met every day in the pavilion equivalent. And they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. One last one. You know, Paul says that I've not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but taught you publicly from house to house. He's talking to the church in Ephesus, the church of Ephesus here. And Jackie and I and family had the opportunity a few years ago to see the excavated ruins of the houses along a street in Ephesus. And the Muslim guide said this would be where they had church. This was the rich side, that was the poorer side. But these houses were big enough to hold a church. Well, actually, in my mind, those little houses that side would be big enough too, because church is two or three people. So they could have met there as well. So just two passages we see from the Bible there, how houses were used for church. But somewhere down the line, we've lost the informality, the flexibility of church, and it became institutionalized. And yet cells or life groups can help us just break down that religiosity, the sacred building thing, the religious clothes and paraphernalia. They're just simple. Gathering of disciples to pray, to worship, to read, and to minister to each other. So a few things on life groups or ecclesia. So it'll be a reminder to many of us, but some of us aren't in life groups, so there's an opportunity you find out what you're missing. Life groups are church. Some people say, oh, I don't go to LifeSpring, but I go to one of their life groups. I'm sorry, that's LifeSpring. They're church. Cells, life groups are church. Sunday mornings are church. When two or three gather in his name, it's church. Life groups are small groups which meet weekly for about an hour. A bit flexible on that one, but that's the idea. Where the word of God is shared and everyone ministered. The word of God is important in the life group. So the word of God is shared. Usually Sunday's preach is developed and applied. And everybody has the opportunity to give and receive within that small group setting. Life groups are where the church is pastored. Some people say, who's the pastors of the church? Well, Jackie and I have been given those titles, but actually we've got about 30 pastors in this church because they lead little groups of people. And their first port of call for those people in those groups is their life group leader. That's their pastor. And do you realize that model enables us to pastor not just 2 or 3 or 2 or 300, but 2 or 3,000? We could care for adequately everybody with personal attention because everybody is connected into a life group where they can be pastored and their needs can be met. Life groups are where we can be real with God and each other. It's easy to particularly sit up at the back there and hide away, and you come and you go and nobody really knows you've even been here. I'm embarrassed sometimes. I walk down the street and it's, hi, pastor, and they give him a big hug. I think, I have no idea who I'm talking to. But they've seen me because they're up there somewhere. But that's like coming to a meeting. But church is relationships. Church is fellowship. Church is connecting. And I understand why some people come and go very, very quickly, but I would love people to come and stay. So have a coffee together. That's why we have coffee. It's fellowship. It's just chatting. It's just being friends. It's meeting each other. But we can just hide a little bit here. But when you come into a life group, small group setting, we can be real and we can be honest, knowing that we're accepted for who we are. So I've touched on the next one, really. Church, life groups where we find friendship and acceptance. We love, we care, we spend time together, we're family. Chris has just started a life group, and I know with him, he's looking to meet the needs of certain individuals which have come. He says, sometimes out of his own pocket, but just sometimes because he cares and he wants to care and look after the guys which have come into that particular life group. Life groups are where we can be strengthened and discipled. You can't disciple from a pulpit. I can give you information from here. You see, Jesus taught the multitudes, but then he took his 12 aside and he discipled them. And that's what life groups enable us to do. Number 7, life groups, we've got 12 points, just in case you were wondering, because 12 is important there. Number 7, life groups provide accountability. Everyone has a leader. And the leader also has a leader. And one reason why everybody you see up here on the stage or at the doors or wherever it might be in junior church, you can only be involved in ministry if you're in a life group, because accountability is important. We don't want loose cannons. These are people which are committed to the vision of the church and they're using their gifts to serve the church. Accountability and discipleship, they flow through the life group. Life groups are where leaders are developed and trained. Nothing more to say on that. Life groups are an easy access place for not yetis to connect with church. Those that we've been praying for. Sometimes it can be overwhelming coming to a church of 200 or 300 people, the noise, the exuberance sometimes, the whatever. It's just too much for some people and they just want to walk out. But actually, they can come into somebody's home and they can just meet and find friends and begin to connect with God that way. Some people have just stayed there. That's not our intention either, because big and the small are important. But at the very least, they can have church in the home and it can be an access place to invite our friends to. Life groups are the backbone of the church. When life groups are strong, the church is strong. Don't look at Sunday and think, oh, that's an impressive church. You look at our life groups. Or dare I say the prayer meeting, but I don't want to say that one. No, you look at life groups. Because if life groups are strong and there's love, there's care, there's passion there, there's a heart for God expressed there, then we have a strong church. And Sundays becomes the gathering together of life groups and friends. 2 more to come. Life groups grow. All healthy cells grow. We expect our life groups to grow spiritually and numerically, regardless of ministry or calling. We ask that all who come to our cells, our life groups, we're involved in raising up leaders and disciples because we want to impact the town and beyond. We've got a vision, and they are a means to accomplishing the vision. We leave an empty chair in our rooms because it's a reminder that actually we want to see that chair filled. We're going to be praying for friends because this life group has been 5 or 6 people for too long. It needs to be 7, 8, 9, 10 and be growing. And so we leave an empty chair because one of the main focuses is life groups grow. And lastly, life groups express membership and commitment. You can't be a member of LifeSpring and not be part of a life group. That's how membership is expressed. That's where it connects with, and then the rest of the ministry and everything else flows out of that. So I just wanted to explain. We go through some of this on our Focus Sundays. I thought it was an opportunity just to explain a little bit more about ecclesia, about church in the home. And those are the goals and the principles which we're working for. But I can just speak like that and you say, okay, well, that's very interesting. I'd like to join a group. Well, you can join a group. Visit LifeSpring Connect. But we're going to give you a little demonstration now. And I have some very scared actors who do this every week, actually. But as soon as they have to do it in an acting mode, it's a different thing altogether. So just talk among yourselves for a moment or two. We're going to have Sal up here on the stage. And you'll be finished. We'll be finished for you to go home for your dinner as well. So don't worry about that. So could my cell please make their way, and we'll just make our cell up here. Okay, come up here, guys. We have food in cells, so I'm sorry about you over there, but we've got some donuts here. Started yet, so you have to get outside the house. Darry, your friend's looking for you. Is Darry here? He's there, yeah. Julie, can you just be up there? Can't see you. Not here yet. Oh yeah, we're gonna have some mics. I'll take this mic, Rob. I'll put this one up here for now. Oh, we've all got them. Okay. Put my chair. My chair then. Yeah. Is that all right, Rob? Okay. We're not ready yet. We're just getting the cell ready. Right, this is my host, Dickie. Oh, sorry, Richard, sorry.
I'm going.
So Richard, we've prayed. We've got the coffee on. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they should be coming any moment now, so we'll be ready for them.
We need some music.
Hey, hi, Chris.
All right, mate.
Good to see you. I'm good, yeah. How are you?
Hi, yeah, Chris. Brand new. Nice to see
you. Jim as well.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Very well, thank you. Richard's got some coffee for you.
I'm all right. I'll have a glass of water.
Richard,
coffee.
I'll have a coffee, please.
Yeah, the coffee, okay. Coffee for the pastor.
How's your week been?
Yeah, brand new.
Brand new, good. How's Chelsea done?
Yeah, not so brand new.
No, we won't talk about Chelsea.
It's not what you told me. Is there coffee?
Who are all these people out there?
Oh, someone else. Hi, come in. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it does a big house.
Darry. Oh, how are you spelling that, Darry?
D-A-R-E.
Oh, that's very good.
Hey, Darry. Nice to meet you. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Come through.
Have a coffee.
Nice to meet you, Darry.
Coffee here.
Would you like a coffee, Darry? No, sure. Glass of water.
Hi, Darry. How you doing? Yeah, pleased to meet you, mate.
Rahu, do you want coffee?
Are you Rahu? All right.
No, I'm
fine.
Oh, okay. Get you one.
We're a chair.
Oh,
someone else. Hi. Nice to see you. What's your name?
Julian. Hi. Sorry I'm late. My mum and wife were yapping. So.
Do you want coffee, Julian?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Anybody want donuts? We've got some donuts here. It's just in a moment.
I can't. Sam's watching.
Oh, dear. So you have a mic, everybody. So welcome, Darry. You're not sitting with your friend, but anyway, you've met the people either side of you. Yeah, welcome. Nice to come. So, Darry, you've not been here before. But we just want to say, we'll just introduce ourselves quickly to you, because obviously a few new faces here. So you know Rahu already. Just say who you are, Julian, and just a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Julian. Married to Lucy, got two boys, Oliver and Dylan, who are 6 and 3. And I came to know Jesus when I was 17. Thank you.
Okay, great. Chris?
Yeah, my name's Chris. I actually work at the Pavilion, where this life group sort of stems from, and I've got 4 kids and 14 grandchildren, so but it's good to meet you.
Hi, Darry. My name's Jim. Well, actually, it's James Douglas Toyne. I run a project for guys coming out of drug rehab, and we've been doing it for 20 years, and I'm a part of Neville's cell, and I run a cell.
I'm Richard. I work in property, but I'm sort of semi-retired. I've got 2 grown-up children. It's really nice to see you, Darry, and hope you'll be really comfortable here.
So Darry, I'm the pastor here of the church, so it's really great to see you. I don't know whether Rahu's explained, but our life groups, there's about 30 of them across the church, men's groups, women's groups, and we just meet for about an hour or so a week. Mainly it's for Bible encouragement, to pray, to encourage each other in the Christian faith, and to strengthen each other as we go about our daily lives. And we love to see newcomers. In fact, you filled up our chair, so next week we need to get another spare chair here, because every week we pray for the person who's not here yet, and you've answered that prayer for us on this occasion. So just as a little icebreaker to start with, I'm just going to ask we'd do the whole thing, but so my question would be, if you were given a ticket for a day, whereabouts, what would you want to do for it? A 24-hour day ticket in our country.
In our country. I'd love a ticket for the Ashes. See, okay. England beat Australia.
Amen.
Right, okay.
That'd be my dream anyway. Yep.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd really love to go to the centre court at Wimbledon, probably in a men's final, unfortunately on a Sunday, but I'd take my pastor to get me over that hurdle. Get a few brownie points, and that would be my dream if I got that.
Okay. Anybody?
No, if I got a ticket, I'd probably want to go to church.
No.
My wife hates this, but if I could get a whole day, I'd probably want to go fishing.
Okay.
So
I don't think you were listening, Ali. We don't go to church. This is the church.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll pick up that later on, Richard. Okay, so that's great. Yeah, it's just a little icebreaker, everybody saying something or another. And so just a few items to communicate quickly before we do the rest of the cell. We've got life class starting this week. Who's going from here? You're going, Rahu? Yeah, brilliant. Okay. You are Julian as well?
Yeah, me too.
Great. And Richard, you're on the team, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the team. So.
Darry, life class, it's for new Christians, really. It's focused for new Christians or those not yet Christians. I don't know whether Rahu's explained it to you at all, but we have a special weekend and a few weeks either side. I don't know if that might be something you're interested in or not, but you'd be very welcome if you wanted to come.
And, maybe.
Yeah, so have a chat with Rahu on the way home, and it starts next week, but we can easily book you in for that. That would be great. Yeah. Okay.
I said maybe, but if there's a need to pay, I don't think I'll be able to have the money.
If you need help, I'm very happy to provide help for you to pay, Darry. So you just come and see me and I'll sort that out for you.
Darry, it's okay between Rahu and I, also we can support, so it's fine.
Also, so no excuses on that front. So, anyway, it's a great weekend, and also it's a course altogether, but the weekend particularly is really great. But so that's starting next week, and we need to pray for that. We've got International Sunday coming up too. Just want to encourage everybody here, wear something that reflects your own nation. Let's have some colour this year, you know, different things. And also food. We're looking to collect food. We're going to do it through cells. So, it'd be good if we can just talk to our other halves probably, but look to see if we can provide some food as well for that day. We've got the men's curry night coming up. So we've been praying for three individuals. Darry, you might be one of those individuals, but it's a men's curry where we're having that in the evening, and we've got a guest speaker who's an ex-footballer, as it happens to be, and he's going to come and share his story as well. So we'll pray, guys, for those three individuals later, and then this week we're making those invitations. So let's just trust God for that. What else was there? Oh, we need help on our setting up team on Sundays. We're a bit short of help on that front.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, Jim, no, that's right. Oh, that's really great. Thank you. Yeah. We need someone to do the steps. I noticed they've been a bit messy lately, but okay. That's really good. And lastly, Julian, you're organising an evangelistic outreach next Saturday. Can you just say a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah. So it's at 8:30 on Saturday. Show of hands, anyone is coming?
Oh, look at this.
So, Darry, for your benefit, just to give you an idea of what happens. So we're going to meet up at 8:30, and we're going to pray. We're going to start with praying. And I think for us, I guess, the benefit is that, I don't know, how can I put it? I think if someone didn't talk to me about Jesus a long time ago, I wouldn't have actually been saved, and I wouldn't have changed who I was. And it's like you get the cure to a disease or a sickness, and you keep it to yourself. So I think the thought process behind it is that we need to go out there and talk to people about Jesus and not actually hide it and keep it to ourselves. So we're not going to go crazy with a megaphone shouting at people, but I think the whole point of meeting at 8:30 is that we can actually pray and be led by the Holy Spirit. And I think Nisrat, who you will meet at church, had a really great story that somebody was actually about to commit suicide and God sent her to her, and you know, they changed their lives. So I think that's the basis behind it. So hopefully we'll be able to do that on Saturday. Look forward to seeing you there.
Great, thanks, Julian. So next Saturday we'll be there, and with others from the church too. Last week we were praying for different needs. We were praying.
We were praying for my foot.
Yeah.
Because it was hurting, and I can honestly say there's no pain at all. I've even cancelled the doctor's appointment.
Wow. Well, praise the Lord.
I appreciate that, gents, and if you can continue praying.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. It's brand new. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, I had a bit of a financial need, I've had a measure of breakthrough, but I could do with a whole lot more cash. My wife's got a bit of a gambling problem. So if you can pray about that, don't tell anybody else. You know, just keep it amongst ourselves. It's confidential.
Just within these four walls.
Just within these four walls. Just pray for her that she takes risks. She married me, so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Is she a Christian at all? Does she have faith?
I think so. She's on her way. She's on a journey, yeah. It's a journey, isn't it?
She went a bit downhill after she married Jim. To pray.
What's her name?
Heather.
Heather. Okay. Heather. We need to pray for Heather, yeah. I wouldn't want anybody to know here, but okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so we need to continue to pray, Jim, for Heather now, as well as your finances. Yeah, okay. Prayed for you as well, Rahul.
Richard prayed for me last week for a job for me. So I had a couple of interviews I went to. So waiting for job throughout the last week. Actually, Monday, Tuesday came, no job came, actually. So my wife is questioning, is Richard is a really godly man who prayed for you? Then Friday, got the job. It's really happy to get the job, and even having the job working from home is a blessing.
Okay, brilliant, okay. So God hears our prayers, and that's good that we can pray for each other and support each other like that. Let's just have a little time of worship and connecting with the Lord. So can I borrow your mic? And it's this one, Rob, which normal one. So, Lord, we want to thank you that we can draw close. I want to thank you, Lord, that we can just sing our songs, bring our praise. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you that you're a faithful God. And thank you for being with us this evening. Amen. Amen. So, just before I bring a little word based on Dan's talk from Sunday, any other prayer requests? I'm going to pray for you again, Jim, but, yep, Chris?
Yeah, as you know, I've been telling you over the last few weeks, I've been having trouble with my neighbour, and I sometimes sort of get angry in that, but I've tried a different tact. I'm trying to pray for him and say good morning when I walk past, so I just pray that not only will I befriend him, that maybe one day he'll be saved and come to our church and maybe the life group. So
Okay,
I'd appreciate your prayers.
What's his name?
His name's Dave.
Let's pray for Dave. We'll do that too, yeah.
Cheers.
Any other prayer requests?
Yeah, I've got a potential business deal I need wisdom with. It's quite small for me. It's about a £10 million shopping centre, and I just need wisdom whether that's the right thing to do. So appreciate your prayers.
There as well. Let's just bring these things to the Lord because he's faithful in hearing and answering. Oh, Derry, I don't know whether you've got a request, new Christian.
Pray for my football club, Reading Football Club, that they win their match.
Okay. Well, Derry, you're really pushing our faith level now. But you know, Derry, God's interested in every aspect of our lives, so business deals and neighbours. Well, yeah, we'll pray for Reading. I think, yeah, we'll agree with that. They need our prayers too, yeah. Okay, so let's just quickly just bring this to the Lord.
I'll pray for Richard.
Okay.
Yeah. Lord, thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for Richard. We thank you that he's opened up his house to us. We ask that you bless him, Lord. And Father, when you, Lord Jesus, when you left, you said that you will send the helper. And we ask, Lord, that you fill Richard with the Holy Spirit, that he may have wisdom to make the right decisions. And Father, may he make you the CEO of his company, so that you will help him make guided decisions and Father, to commit his business to you. And Father, shut the doors that are actually not the right parts and the right decisions for him. And we pray and commit this into Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we pray for Jim, Lord, pray for Jim and Heather, and pray for this gambling problem. Pray that you would help them through it, Lord. And we thank you for them, Lord, and just pray that you would bless them and bring them closer together, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I pray for Vicky Christia, Lord. I thank you for his neighbor. Thank you for all the neighbors around him as well, Lord. But I thank you that he is a servant of yours, Lord. I thank you that he's taking the initiative to bring your word to him, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are mighty in his life, Lord, that you're going to do mighty works through to the neighbor and bring glory to your kingdom, Lord. Help him as he helps his neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Heavenly Father, I'd just like to pray for our brother Darry, who's joined us tonight, Lord. I pray you reveal yourself to him, Heavenly Father, and I pray that he starts to become more comfortable around us, that we're family, and that we're here to serve you, Heavenly Father. And I pray for his team, Reading, as long as they're not playing Chelsea, Lord, that they will win. Amen.
Amen. I sort of want to explain things as we're going through, but yeah, the reason just for, you know, Darry wouldn't, he's a new Christian, not even a Christian. Yeah. Football's his life. God's interested in that. It wouldn't necessarily be something you're praying for every football team in the league, but, you know, Darry's come along and God wants to see Darry saved. And so that would be the reason why I, as a leader, would be looking for that, not laughing, but wanting to express some sort of prayer and response with him. Okay, guys, so last week, Dan was talking from Nehemiah, and I just want to read a little bit of the passage which he read. So Nehemiah, Darry, it's a book in the Old Testament of the Bible, and Nehemiah was called by God. Jerusalem was in ruins. Jerusalem was a mess. They'd been overrun by the enemy. All the people had been taken away from Jerusalem, and Nehemiah, in exile, sees the problem and the difficulty. And he says here in Nehemiah 2, then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and that the king had said to me. They replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. Now Dan, when he was talking about rebuilding the wall, and he was applying it to our lives, the walls of our lives. If the walls of our lives aren't strong, the enemy can very easily overrun and come in. But also as a church, I wanted us to see that there's walls that we can build as a church. And if you read the story of Nehemiah, as Dan was encouraging us to do, you'll realize that each of them built the bit of wall which was in front of them. It wasn't that they had to go and look for something to do. There was the whole thing in front of them was what they needed to put their hands to. And so everyone was needed to build the wall. It didn't come down to one leader. And that's what this life group's about. That's what church is about. Everybody playing their part, each according to the abilities God's given to us. And they helped each other. They took responsibility for the need they were faced with. And maybe here at Life Spring, you know, some of you are involved in the music group, and that's part of that wall, part of the ministry which we can focus on and build. Maybe you know, life group leaders, and some of you here, I'd encourage you to be thinking about, you know, having your own life group. Again, part of a wall which we can build here in the church. There's many different places. It might be some are called in the workplace. And they can be a testimony in the workplace, and they're looking to build that wall and be responsible to the Lord for ministry out there in the work. So as we were looking at this, I just want to ask you, what areas do you think could apply to you? How could that word be applied into your life? Are there any responses which, as you've prayed and thought through this week, you know, since Sunday, that you've made?
Yeah, well, because I've come from that background, I've come out of drugs many, many years ago, I know... that scripture in Nehemiah talks about he heard the report that the walls were broken down and that they were in shame, and often you know, are like people in addiction, that yeah. there haven't been those godly boundaries there, and shame has come in, and out of that shame people want to use drugs and drink. So I feel sort of a calling from the Lord really to minister to people like that, you know, to get them in, bring them into this group, because it's such a loving group here, and so that we can love the shame out of them. They can feel that sense of acceptance, and yes, that's my heart really,
yeah,
is to,
yeah,
to
okay,
build the walls up,
yeah.
So the enemy can't keep coming in, but also not to have walls between ourselves, because we can have ungodly walls, can't
we?
So.
No, that's brilliant, Jim. Okay, we'll pray for that as well. Julian?
So after Dan spoke on Sunday, while I got home and I was meditating, and you know, as I do my devotions all the time, I just feel like even today, it just feels like God's affirming that He wants me to go out and start my own business, but not just anything, but it's more to be with kingdom values.
Yeah.
I think it's very easy in a secular world where it's just employer and employee. And you know, it's a very cutthroat business where, you know, people just want to rise to the top, you know, self-promotion. But I think God's calling me to take hold of His second commandment around love your neighbor. So to be a good boss, a good colleague, and to show the love of Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
So
no, that's good.
That's what I'm feeling. And
so brilliant.
Yeah. And the second one is because I'm doing my devotions all the time, and you know, doing what my pastor asked me to do. I think I feel like He's calling me to also look at growing into being a life group leader.
Oh, man.
So I think for a long time I put it back saying, oh, well, I need to fix this, fix this, fix this. And I feel like He's saying, you need to stop trying to fix things. You need to take the step and I will fix you. So maybe I can, you know, take my pastor up for lunch and then have a conversation about it.
Yeah, that's great. Let's catch up this week, Julian, and chat through more about that, because I know you've done life class, but the Destiny training is the next course to help in the life group training, and that would be really good to get on that course and involved in life groups. Just one thing which I just wanted to add, which you know, talk about the walls, and the walls in my life, I just want you all to pray for me, really. I've been struggling in an area. I think just seeing other people succeeding so well in material things and just struggling to balance my lack of blessing. I know it's from the enemy, because God has blessed me so much. But I don't know whether you could just pray for me as well this week, you know, just so that I come to a good place in that just trust God for the future, and that wall, if it's weakened, we're just always wanting more that other people have got, which isn't what God's got for us at this moment in time, then that can just allow the enemy in too. So I'd appreciate prayer for that at some time. But let's just bring this to the Lord, particularly pray for Richard and Julian with that. Those things which you just mentioned. No, we begin to.
Yes, Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for Julian, Lord Jesus, the walls that are in, you know, the walls he wants to build and the walls that he wants down, Heavenly Father. And I just pray that you bless him in his new endeavours, Heavenly Father. But most of all, Lord Jesus, I pray that you put it on his heart to be a leader, Lord. He's been an asset to this life group, Heavenly Father, and I know he has a lot to offer for those around him, Lord Jesus. So in his work area, in his church area, his devotionals or whatever, Lord, I just pray you lead him forward to be a great leader himself, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to bring Jim to you, Lord, and as he deals with the financial situation at home, that you just release him in ministry, and maybe that Heather finds you and comes alongside in that to really help build a strong walls in their family and reaching out to those which have really struggled in life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So guys, before we go, we filled up all the chairs this week. We do need to keep praying for our friends. We've all been praying for three friends. Let's just put the names on the table here again, and we'll gather around and we pray. And this week we're going to intentionally inviting them to the Curry evening. So we just want to pray for the breakthrough that God will bring there, and that we'll see 20 or so people respond to that, where the gospel will be shared, and you know, with the praying which has gone, it's expecting God to really hear us and see souls saved. So let's just gather and we'll just pray around here. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 So, guys, make that invitation this week. Don't forget the evangelism on Saturday with Julian. And it's just been good having you all. Darry, hope you felt comfortable. Hope to see you again. And as I say, let's bring more friends and just have a good week, everybody. Have a donut. Amen. Have a coffee.
I'll pray for Jim.
So, Sal. Jim, take them. Pass them around. Pass them around. I just wanted to help demonstrate something. I don't know how that came over, but just this is church. You know, what happened here on the stage in the home is church. And it's ecclesia, it's flexible, it's informal, and yet God comes, God's in the midst, God hears our prayers, and God encourages and speaks to us. And through that, we can touch and reach others too. So I want to encourage people to see that life groups are an important part of what church is about. Studio, you need to be coming up behind me and guys like that. But there will be a couple of things which, if you, we are meeting as life groups, and if you're actually looking at the Sunday stuff, I would say, what do you think Nev and his cell could have done better or differently? You could talk about that this week. I mean, obviously, this was just a little shortened version, but what do you think we could have done better? And number two, what do you think we did well that you don't necessarily do, or something in your cells? And that might be a conversation to have. So what could we improve on over what we've done here, and what can we do better next time? So let's have cells which really attract the Lord, attract each other, and are helpful to be reaching out with the gospel to those around us. Amen? Amen. That's ecclesia. That's church.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
And